Welcome to our morning prayer. Our, what do we call it again? Talk, testify, and pray. Welcome. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you taking the time just to be a part of what we're doing. That little bit different setup here. I have the software running now. So yesterday I just made the show, just put it, posted it. Today you get a little bit of the bells and the whistles. And the reason for that is because I want to share a picture with you in a little bit and tell you about this wonderful, wonderful healing that happened in South Africa. If you remember yesterday, talked about just a little bit. If you watched it, we talked about how people with flat feet have been getting healed wherever we go. It's to the point now where I just know it's going to happen. It just happens. It happened in Mexico City. I just got back from that in December. It happened in Houston, Texas. Well, actually in Conroe, Texas at a wedding. Someone was talking with me and their feet were healed right there. In Mexico, it was a beautiful, I don't have the picture for that. I have to ask my friend if he took a picture with that. The manager of a house, of a hotel where I was staying, found out that I was staying there, asked if I would come by and visit with his mother and pray with his mom and talk to his mom. I said, sure, let's just pray over the phone. You know, I'm tired. I'm preaching four nights in a row, and plus morning services and lunches and stuff like that. So, you know, lunches, I got to eat my tacos, but lunches with pastors and meetings with people and business people. It's always part of my travel. So I got there and I was like tired. And he's like, can you please pray for my mom? I'm like, okay, tomorrow was my last day. I don't have any preaching. I'm just going to be visiting with friends. So in the evening, maybe it was on a Monday night, I go, we can go over there and we can do that. And he was like, okay, well, let's do that. So I show up. And then when I show up, it was amazing because he said it was 5 minutes away. And no, he told me we're going to Tepehi. I'm in Tula. And I'm like, no, Tepehi's like 45 minutes away. He goes, oh, but his house was 5 minutes away. We picked up his wife and his daughter. We went to this house. Now, the lady, when we got there, his mom, she wasn't too responsive. She just kind of looked at me when I prayed for her. Maybe it was a translation or maybe it was weird that I just popped in a house. I mean, we're not even in a church. I just pull in, drive in about 9 o'clock at night. We get to their house and we go in there. I talk to the mom for a little bit. I do a prayer that I learned in Nicaragua this past year in October. And that prayer is a very simple prayer. And we'll lead you to that prayer, one of these prayer sessions. And I'm telling you, it was amazing to see how the people responded differently. Now, after I prayed for her, I said, is there anyone else? His dad came up and said, I seen you on TV. I'm like, in Mexico? We're in not middle of Mexico, but to the Mexico City, to the east of Mexico City, I believe, and in the southeast. And I'm like, I don't broadcast in Mexico. Did you see it online? He goes, no, on television. I seen you on television. I'm like, wow, well, that's different because, you know, I've never preached here. They go, you're preaching in Spanish, is broadcasting. And I prayed and I said, if this man will come to my house and pray, I believe I'm going to be healed. And he prayed to God that God sent him that man. Well, guess what? I walked right through his door. I walked right through and came into his house. And he was just like starstruck, not that I'm a star or anything like that. And it was amazing how he just was blessed with just the simple simplicity of me coming into his house. He was amazed. You know, God does mysterious things. Amen. Maybe the broadcast that I preached in Nicaragua, maybe somehow it was broadcast over here. It was a television station that recorded it. And maybe they broadcast all the way to Mexico on a certain channel. Who knows? But God touched him. God touched him. And his hernia went back in. His back and was healed. His lungs and everything felt better. Those things you can't see. Those things are not tangible. But one thing you can see is flat feet. And this lady, this daughter, his daughter, the manager of the hotel's daughter, asked me to come and bring to come and pray for his daughter as well. And I said, is there anyone else to be prayed for? He goes, please, my daughter, she's pigeon-toed. And I'm like, oh, she walks kind of, you know, like this, and she's always walked like that and always moved around like that. And I'm like, sure, I'll pray for her and let's pray. So I went over there and I prayed for her and I did this simple prayer. And we'll do it right now. Since this is prayer, this is our prayer time, we'll do it right now. I try to only take 10 minutes on this. I know you got a busy day. I know that things are different for us. Every day we have a different schedule. Sometimes we might have the same schedule. So I try and do this in just 10 to 12 minutes to get you in here with me. 9:30, we pray and talk and testify, and you go. And hopefully that ignites your day, the name of my show, which you can watch the full version of this, the extended version of this, on any of our affiliates that we work with. You can visit my website. Let's put that up there. And you can visit David Yen and his ministries, and you can see that at any time. And then also, not only David Yen and Ministries, but we are also introducing a new show, a new network called Igniting Faith Network, a Christian, totally Christian network, almost totally all on demand. The only live channel is the live channel that you're seeing right now. That live channel will be there on my live broadcast that I do here, because I believe that people could be touched by it. But not many more live broadcasts are going to be there. But you can always see the archives of this on the Igniting Faith Network, or you can see it also on YouTube, Facebook, and on Rev Media TV, which is our, I've built this Rev Media TV for over, oh my goodness, I don't know how long, 15, before streaming was popular, I built this, and it turned into this, and now we have a platform that people are all just watching, and the people watch from around the world, all different denominations of faith, praise God, and everyone broadcasting, and it's like $30 a month if your church needs it. If you can't afford it, then just message me and I'll get you on anyway. I think I have 500 people that are broadcasting on there, and I probably only, not even a third of them pay, because it's a ministry to me. Anyway, before we run out of time, let's do this prayer. It's very simple. I share this many times to many people. So it's to say, Heavenly Father, I'm your daughter, I'm your son, whatever it is for you, I'm saying I'm your son. I love you. I've come here for my healing that you promised me in Exodus 15, 26. And I'm writing that down because I kept saying Exodus 15, 16, and I was corrected on a service. And that's fine. I don't mind. On a healing service like a couple of Saturdays ago, I have come here for my healing that you promised me in Exodus 15, 26. That you are the Lord that healeth me, that you are my God, my healer. I receive my healing right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. Amen. Just say, it's a simple prayer. This young lady was pigeon-toed. She was like this, 8 years old or so. Prayed for her. Said, okay, come on. I held her feet in my hands. I said, okay, come on. Let's go walking. So we got up and we went to go walk. And we walked around for a few minutes. And as soon as she hit the ground, her feet were like this. They were no longer like this. Praise God. God is an amazing God. Right there in a house. Not even in a church. Not even during prayer service. There was no praise and worship. Because God is with you wherever you go. And there does not need to be a lot of hoopla to get things done when God's presence is there. Not that that's hoopla. But I'm just saying they don't have to give a lot of time for God to do something. When God wants to heal someone, he heals them. When faith is there, it happens. So if you said that prayer, believe right now that you're healed. Believe that God has touched you. Believe that things are done. Believe that the power of God is with you right now. We didn't even get to my little South Africa picture. We're going to do that the next one and the next story. I want to share one testimony. Talk to you for a few minutes, and then I just want to pray for you. Say something short, something quick. If you want the full 30 minutes, then you can hit the website later, or you can hit any of the places, watching any of the places that we broadcast. We broadcast several places online, some terrestrial, you know, regular television, and you can watch it in here. But that young lady walked around. The man had also a sister that had whiplash. I just laid my hands on her neck. And said, in Jesus' name. We didn't lead her through a prayer or anything, just in Jesus' name. Healed right there. Gonna move your head right to left. Healed. It is amazing. I say again, it is amazing to see God do these wondrous, wondrous things. It is amazing to see God move in a great way. It is amazing to walk into a house and see God healed. Healing people. Boom, boom, boom. There are several other things. Another man's back, knee. There are other things that were done. And I got to say this, I'm humbled. I'm humbled to see God move. I'm humbled to see God change people's lives. I'm humbled to see how how he does these things. It's amazing to see it. Let's pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, we believe that my brother, my sister that are watching right now, my friends, Father, Father, that you touch them, that you heal them, that your power is real right now. As I pray right now, we believe it done, done, done. All sickness is gone. All back aches, leg aches, all that's gone. Father, we pray right now, healing, miracles, signs and wonders to hit my brothers and sisters right now. Father, we speak faith. We speak life. Father, we believe it done. There it goes. In Jesus' name, healed. You can always message me. Amen. You can always message me. I've got to say amen. And you can always message me on Twitter. My handle's right there, at David Yanez. You can also on Instagram, message me also. You can also message me on, what else we got here? Oh, we have, on David Yanez Ministries, we have lots of forums that you can send a message to me as well. On Facebook, of course, just send me a messenger. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your testimonies. Just send me some questions you might have. And that way I can probably drop one or two of these them in here. But I want you to remember that you can always rewatch all this on Igniting Faith Network. Look for it. It's a complete site of faith. And a lot of the teachings are mine right now because I'm gathering others and we're editing and putting those in. If I can put faith out there in every form that we can find a way, in every type of social media, just put faith. I'm doing my little part, 10 minutes. Hopefully it touches somebody. Hopefully somebody's life has changed. You can always write me also the old way on send me a letter. Let me know how you're doing. If that's your style, you can write it right there as well. All right. God bless. It's been about 12 minutes. I already took too much of your time. I'll see you next time, or I'll see you on the extended cut. God bless.